obviously. You know, you never want to see anyone lose their job or anything like that. But, you know, it sucks because as players, you know, you feel responsible. It's our actions on the ice, and, you know, those guys, you know, have to pay for it. But, you know, like I said, it's never fun.
Is this a move that was needed in your eyes?
I don't think I'm in the right position to make that call. You know, I try to come to work every day and try to do my part to help the team. But it's not my decision to say who should be coach or who shouldn't be. You know, at the end of the day, everyone wants to win, and obviously management thought that this was the best move for, you know, moving forward. So you just try to, you know, it's a sad day, obviously, but you try to, you know, look forward to the future.
How much do you know about Paul Maurice?
I don't know too much about him. Played against him a few times, but it'll be obviously a new experience for everyone, and you know, I'm looking forward to working with him.
Speaking of experiences, Zach, how many times have you been through this scenario as a player?
During the season once. This will be my first time during the season, but I think it's probably happened 3 or 4 times throughout my career. Mm-hmm. So as far as getting a new coach and stuff like that. But this is obviously a first for myself as far as getting a new coach in the middle of the season.
When you woke up this morning, were you surprised in light of how the team had played the last 3 or 4 games, or did it come as a total shock to you?
Well, I mean, anytime you're not playing well as a team, it's never fun for anyone. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people have to pay for that, and it just sucks that, you know, it kind of came to that. But, you know, it's on everyone in this room to, you know, look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, kind of understand that, you know, changes obviously are made, and we have to make sure that, you know, we rally around that and make sure we come together as a team.
What are you hoping the reaction is by the team on this move?
Well, hopefully we can get some wins together, obviously. You know, it's something that, you know, we haven't been doing a lot of lately, and maybe a new, I guess, fresh start, so call it, with a new coach could maybe help that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just weren't playing hard, we weren't competing hard enough, and if we don't do that, nothing's going to change. I don't care who's behind the bench. If you don't compete and don't work hard, nothing's going to change. So it's on us as players to, you know, work hard every day and make sure we show up.
Zach, how much better do you think this team is than your record indicates? I mean, you're young and you're building towards something, but how much better are you?
Well, I mean, you've been hearing that for years, I mean, a few years now. We're young, we're building, we're just, you know, it's, you can say all that, but, you know, we have to take a step forward, and, you know, we have to play a lot better than we have been. We've had a lot of one-goal games this year that maybe we could be on the different side of things, but we're not, so that's the hand we're dealt. We just have to make sure we're, you know, moving forward as a group and helping out each other, you know, get through this.
You always cliche that sometimes the coach's message kind of stops getting through. Do you sense that? Is there any validity to that in this case?
No, I mean, anytime you go through a bit of a frustrating stage in the season, I mean, there's a lot of things that could probably go differently, but I don't think that was really one of them. You know, Claude came to work and Perry came to work, and they loved their jobs, and you know, they wanted to win just as much as we did. But you know, at the end of the day, it just didn't seem to work out that way. So obviously, you know, you wish them the best of luck and stuff like that. But you know, we just got to make sure that we're, like I said, rallying behind it and just kind of making sure we're moving together as a group.
When you look at what Claude and Perry brought to your game, particularly when somebody asks you about Noel and Pern, what comes to mind for you?
Well, obviously I played for, you know, Claude for, you know, 2.5 years, and you know, moving forward from Atlanta to here, it was a bit of a change for me, but you know, they helped out a lot of video and stuff like that. So you know, just trying to develop into a better defenseman every day, and you know, the coaching staff has done a good job of, you know, working with different players, but you know, I just, it's not